The question was asked, when an older sibling sees that parents are making certain mistakes in the education of the younger siblings, is it right for the older sibling to interfere and say something to the parents? And is it right for the older sibling also to try to say something to the children, to the younger siblings? So I think this is a sticky question. In chinuch, it's always advisable to talk to the parents without the children present. And a person has to realize that in most things in life, people's comments are not invited. They're not welcome. At the same time, sometimes a person might have something very important to say, and sometimes as an older sibling, what they say is very important. And sometimes parents are very receptive, and even if they're not receptive, they have to hear it. So I think a person has to find a correct scenario, correct situation to express things. A person has to think what he's going to say. He has to think it through. And then I think it's fair that an older sibling will say something to the parents. Again, I think it involves a lot of thought, and then I think it's a legitimate thing if done correctly and respectfully. And then I don't see why not. Sometimes it pays to even consult with the educators, and then maybe you'll have new ideas. It's important to always factor in the personal aspect of chinuch, which is a little difficult for a child. On the one hand, the child is very close to the parent, so they have a good perspective on the parent. On the other hand, he is still their child, and he still perceives them through a child's eyes or through a son's eyes, and so his perspective is a little bit warped. He never has the full picture, or at least for many, many years, he won't have an accurate picture of his own parents. That being said, if a person feels that they have something to say, then sometimes it's very important they should say it, and I don't see why not. If it's said respectfully, and if it's said not in the presence of the other children, then I think that's fine. I'm not saying it'll work, but it's worth a try. The second thing about talking to the siblings, that gets even stickier. Because on the one hand, it's very normal that siblings talk. And one of the things they talk about is how to deal with the parents. And that's normal. On the other hand, when a person walks in and feels like he's going to be the third parent and he's going to guide the younger siblings, that can be very dangerous for a number of reasons. A, because the parents have a perspective that he doesn't have. B, the parents have a responsibility that he doesn't have. Are you going to be there long term for them? Have you seen their past? Are you going to see their future? Are you going to follow through on whatever methods of chinuch you're going to take? Those are questions a person has to ask himself. That being said, I think there are many things that an older sibling can say and help his younger siblings get perspective, and it's important to say. I'm just saying, to take the big role that you said of being the third parent, I don't see that as being correct in most scenarios.
No, I was not saying that. I was saying that sometimes I'll send something and I'll get feedback from my parents.
I hear. I'm just saying.
From my siblings, you know, because I was being too bossy.
You just have to remember that in the long run, you're going to go lead your life and you're going to have a limited role in their lives. And parents are always there as parents. But at the same time, siblings do fashion our personalities to a great extent. And it is our job to sometimes say things and sometimes express things. But remember that that is more the case when you're home and growing up with them and you're together. When you're coming as an outsider, you've been in yeshiva for 2 years, how much do you really understand of what's going on in their life? How much are you really there for them? Okay, so I'm saying, when you're growing up with them, it's one story. When you're as an outsider and you're the older sibling or the different sibling or the sibling from Israel, I would be very careful about giving advice, especially unsolicited advice. You have to be really, really confident that what you're saying is worth hearing and that it'll get you somewhere and that it won't just hinder the relationship, that you think you know it all and you're coming in and getting involved in their life. You could be right, but that doesn't mean they'll perceive it as right, and then you run the risk of hurting the relationship.